Hey everyone, happy Wednesday. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, it's like old times, just me and you.
I know, but that was not our opening, and Michael's going to yell at me when he goes to edit this. He's going to be like, why did you mess up your opening?
And I'm going to just... Again, it's like old times.
I'm just a little distracted. Do you remember the one time we did the episode, and I think we had to do the... like... welcome
intro, like four times
because I kept messing it up.
Yeah, like you couldn't say words and you had like weird pauses in it.
Yeah, that one was really weird too.
And you were like, had this weird like Mrs. Doubtfire accent on one of them. Do you remember that?
Yes. I like that accent. Don't make fun of it.
Well, it's just funny. So I was moving some stuff around because right now, as everybody knows, I don't have an actual office. So a lot of my books are in my closet and I've taken them out of the boxes because I was looking for a couple of things for work and I couldn't remember which box they're in. Lo and behold, they're in a box at the old house still. But anyway, but I was like going through it and like I had like stickers like stuck in some of the books and the awkward pause sticker was in there.
Oh, we are the home of the awkward pause.
But we haven't had an awkward pause in a while because, you know,
we haven't.
Weather and other things have been happening.
We've had so much to talk about and chit chat about. And it was actually kind of funny.
Not book related.
But... not really book related, no. Today, we were talking about what we're going to talk about on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we both sent some different ideas and Lindsay was in on the conversation because it's the three of us Sunday night. And I was like, oh, this is fun. We haven't done this in a while. Just chaos like that. Yeah. And then I think if people could see our chats, they would probably stop listening to us because we are
no,
chaotic.
But the thing is, and I keep saying this, like, when we are chaotic, people seem to enjoy it more.
They do.
But I am excited we're revisiting what we're doing on Sunday.
Yes.
And I went back and I listened to it because I wanted to like make sure I didn't duplicate mine.
Were you on that episode?
Yeah, because you literally introduced me and I'm like, just to preface this, I have not had a drink today and I'm completely sober when I say all these things.
I need to go back and listen to it, too, because I've got to make sure that I don't repeat.
Were some good ones. And Lindsay and I don't know what it is about Lindsay and I when the two of us get together.
You're chaotic.
We are.
Yeah. Jenny says our chat cannot become public. I work for the government.
She's not wrong.
Also, the typos and the number of times I spell a word wrong, no one would hire me.
So here's a question. Do you type words wrong so much that your autocorrect corrects it incorrectly?
Yes, which when I've noticed lately when I'm really tired at night that a lot of times I do voice to text.
Oh, my voice to text, my Siri does not understand me.
Oh. Because you got a weird accent?
Clearly. Like, not like seriously, like my voice to texts are so wrong all the time. Yeah. And Heather says she's a teacher. So our group chat's not possible. No, like the word available, like it's spelled wrong in my phone now because I spell it
restaurant.
Wrong all the time. So funny story. I don't know how we got on it. The girl child and I were going somewhere and she's like, you know, restaurant's a really hard word to spell.
She has no idea.
Well, because I can't remember what we were talking about. So she tomorrow is actually going to Invention Land. It's this thing down in Pittsburgh that they do. So in her CIRC class, which is it's their library class, but since the libraries don't really exist anymore, it's CIRC and they do like think tanks and maker spaces and things like that. So it's very like interactive. But so they had to give presentations and create a commercial and all these things. And her group won for like her class. And so they're going to present at Invention Land tomorrow.
Fun.
Like she kind of like downplayed it because I didn't realize it was like a competition down there.
Yeah.
And when she told me, I asked her how her presentation went from the get-go. She's like, it was okay. I don't think we did very good. And then the next time she comes home, she's like, yeah, we won. And I'm going here. And they're doing a big presentation. Oh, Wednesday is hard.
It
Yeah.
is. Wednesday is really hard to spell.
I spell it like that too, Jen Ellen.
Wednesday.
Nest day.
That's exciting for her. Okay, well, we're
It's so
sending
exciting.
lots
I'm
of good
so
vibes to
proud of
Nora.
her. Like, and it's so funny because she, like, I'm like, this is a really big deal. She's like, yeah, I guess so. Like,
She's just so cool. Like, sure.
yeah. But yeah, I'm very excited and very proud of her.
So today has just been wild.
It's one of those
It's
days.
just one of those days. I had to take Sid to the doctor, and so I don't know. Like, I got stuff done this morning, and then I took Sid to the doctor, and then, I played some Animal Crossing.
Then you yelled at me because I didn't call to check in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, you called me first thing this morning. So, for those
Yes.
of you that don't know, I do this thing for authors that I call accountability partnership, which every day, Monday through Friday, I either email or text our authors and these clients and ask them, hey, what are you planning today? Do you need any assistance? Is there anything I can help with? Do you need to bounce ideas or whatever? So,
Just how are you doing
how are you
today?
doing? Did you meet your word count yesterday? So I always try to make them very cheerful and happy because it's probably, for some of them, it's probably the first text they're seeing of the day because it's usually between 8:30 and 9 o'clock is when I do it.
Yeah, not everybody's in our time zone.
And not everyone's in our time zone. And so, I mean, really, well, yes, not everyone's in our time zone. So today I was going through and sending my message, hey, happy Wednesday. Hope it's a great day. Let me know if you need anything. I'll be here all day. And apparently, I sent that message to Leah
Which
today.
honestly, it was just kind of like a hey, how's it going? And I was like, oh, okay, well, she's just checking in because like she knows like I haven't went to the office yet. So I text her back and I was like, I'll call you when I get situated. And she's like, did I call you? I'm like, no, you sent me a text. She's like, I did not mean to send that text to you. And then I was like, oh, well, thank you very much for
Well,
that.
I am a notorious butt dialer.
Yeah.
Notorious. Like, I randomly butt dial everybody. And so, you often are the recipient. You and Jenny are the
Yeah.
recipients of my butt dials. And so, like, when you said, I'll call you once I get situated at the office, I was like, damn it, did I call her? So I'm looking at my phone because I'm really trying to be better not to randomly call people. Because I did it the other day on Instagram on accident because I was sending, because we have a bunch of signups that I'm working on for different clients. And I accidentally hit the call button on Instagram the other day. And I'm like,
Who are
oops,
you calling?
a random influencer. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
So Karen asked, she said, I bet the group chat is even more hinged version of an unhinged Sunday episode. Yes.
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy in the group
A lot of
chat.
times the group chat is, hey, did you see the special edition? Should I buy it?
And the answer is always
And the
yes.
answer is always yes. It's always yes. Anyway, none of this is our topic for this evening.
We have not had the weather checking yet, though.
Although, okay, so before we get to what we're supposed to be talking about, let us check in on our weather. It was chilly this morning. It was sweater
Yes.
weather this morning.
Yeah.
But by this afternoon, it was gorgeous. It's supposed to be almost 80 tomorrow.
I don't think it's supposed to be 80 here, but it's supposed to be warm tomorrow. But then it's going to be like, so we were driving home tonight, and the boy child was like asking about when it's going to be warm and stay warm. So he's looking at my phone for some reason. He's like, you know, it's going to storm this day and rain this day and rain and rain. Like, I guess next week it's supposed to rain like most of the week.
It is, but that's
And then he's like,
March,
look at
April
this. I'm like,
weather.
I am attempting to drive here. And so then he put the phone in the back so Nora could look at it.
April showers. Did
Bring Mayflowers,
he
yes.
forget that?
And if it doesn't snow on Wednesday, I next Wednesday I'll be surprised because he turns 15, and 13 out of his 15 birthdays we have had snow. While the girl child who is Christmas Eve has had snow maybe 3 out of her 12.
That's so funny. Heather said she sat on her front porch reading tonight after dinner. It was glorious.
It sounds
It
glorious.
is glorious. Mike is redoing our deck in time for summer visitors. I'm so excited. And I'm buying new furniture for the deck, and I really cannot wait to be able to get out there and sit in the sunshine and read and enjoy the new furniture and the new deck. But
It's gonna be
it's gonna be
nice.
so
I'm looking forward to
exciting.
it.
Okay, so that's our weather.
You're
In
welcome.
your 30-day forecast, there might be a weather romance episode coming up. I don't think there are tons, but we'll find what we can for you guys.
Well, but even if not, we'll still talk about them.
Okay.
I have not read a lot of them, but I
I
will
read a
mention ones.
couple. There's one. But then I was thinking about it. Don't you think a romance would be so fun between like a meteorologist and like the sports reporter?
Lainey, are you listening?
Well, wait, somebody does have that. Oh, remember Carrie Elks has that one book where it's one of the Salinger brothers that she is a meteorologist and she auctions
But what
off.
is he?
He's a business, like a hedge fund investor kind of finance bro
But I
kind of
do
guy.
like the idea of like an office romance between the
Yeah.
meteorologist and the reporter.
Yeah.
We know some authors.
We know some authors, but no, that she has it because the thing is in that book, for a charity, she auctions off a 30-day personal weather report. And it was so swoony because she has to call him every day and give him his personal weather report. And
That's
she
super
thinks he's out on a
cute.
date or going out on a date for one of the weather reports. And it's actually dinner with his mom.
Oh, yes. I know
Yeah.
which one you're talking about
Yeah.
now.
I think it's the second book in that series. I'll look it up. We'll have it for that 30-day forecast coming up. But on this episode, we. March, February, March was supposed to, or Mar February was originally supposed to be mafia romance. We were really going to focus on mafia. We were going to,
But it
read.
kind of fell apart.
At the end of January, life fell apart and we didn't get to it. So we've been sprinkling them in. And we have often talked about Odette Stone and our enjoyment of her hockey books. And we know that it spins off to a mafia. So we put up the hockey books and this mafia book up for our community vote. And it was tied up until the very end. And then Leah broke the tie.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, sister.
I don't usually break the tie, which is why it's surprising that I did.
You broke this tie because I said, hey, it's tied 50-50.
What was
Which
the
one
other
do you want to
one?
read? It was book one in the Vancouver hockey series.
Oh. I don't remember
And you
being a
said, no, I think I
tiebreaker.
want to read this one. And I'm like, okay.
Well, because
'Cause...
I've read the hockey one. I didn't read this one.
So, on this episode of Buzzing About Romance, we are reviewing Dark Russian Angel by Odette Stone. This is book one in the Vancouver Mafia series. Now,
I don't know why
one,
you're yelling at me about it.
well, because I have some feels.
No, I do too. But I still don't know why you're yelling at me.
Because you made me read this one. So, like, when they make me read
Also,
all the bad books, we yell at the listeners for making me read Meghan Quinn.
that's true. It's not
Jen
that she
Ellen, Becky
didn't
didn't
like
like the
it.
book. Ha
It's not that she didn't like it. It just, there's some
There
things.
are some things. Okay, give us all the things we need to know. Do you have the doc? If not, I'll do it.
I do actually have the doc pulled up. I'm prepared tonight.
Shocking.
It is shocking, isn't it?
It really is.
I have the chat and the doc.
Whoa, who are you and where's my Leah?
I know it's one of those days. Okay, so we have Dark Russian Angel, author Odette Stone. It is part of the Vancouver Mafia series. It is book one. It was released December 2019. Tropes and themes are mafia romance, protector slash bodyguard, energy witness to a crime. What is energy
Well, it
witness?
wasn't supposed to be energy witness.
Witness to a crime,
Witness to a crime.
force proximity, opposites attract, calm versus chaotic, toucher and die, light versions, dangerous hero, safe with her, instant attraction, fast burn. It is told in dual first person point of view. If you do the audio, it's Madeline Dower and Alex Kidd,
It's
and you
bad.
can.
Don't do it.
And if the audio is wide and the ebook is in KU.
Don't do the audiobook. So I did the
Eyebrow,
audiobook.
I eyeballed.
And first of all, the narration was very slow. And their voices didn't mesh very well.
That's rough.
So I ended
Do you
up.
feel like the voices match the characters at all or no?
Yes.
Huh.
Because the book was boring.
It was very slow.
And their voices were boring. Like they were boring. I think that they could have done a really great production had they had better source material. The source material was not phenomenal.
No.
So I had it already up to 1.25 because they were reading so slow. I was just like, whoa, I'm gonna fall asleep. You know, there are certain people that you just can't listen to if you are just listening. Do you know what I mean? Like, because your mind wanders and but then the source material, because the source material, and I don't want to say it's the pacing is off, but
The
it's the
way this,
narrative of the story.
that's the thing. Like, we were talking about this before we came on. The style in which she writes is just very, like, it has a slow cadence to it. Like, the book, like, there's not, it's not snappy. Like, there's not a, like, the conversation just kind of flows. It doesn't, like, draw you in.
Well, and she's overly descriptive.
Yeah.
My example to Leah was, you know, when we edit a book, it'll say, you know, he nodded his head in response.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing you nod is your head. You
Right.
don't need the repetitiveness of head or of
Like, you don't
head
need that
and nod.
descriptor. Yeah.
Right. So, her stuff was, it felt like a lot of words to say something really simple.
Yeah.
So with these two narrators, with the way it was written, it was very slow. I'll be real honest. I only made it to about 66, 67%, and that was at 2.0. And then I just kind of quit. And it's not that I hated it.
Well, the thing is, like, this the structure of the story was fine. The sentence structure was good. The like there were not mistakes. There's not holes.
No.
Like it was a well-developed book and a well-developed story. It just was too much. Like I did not Leah this one. I read it start to finish, but I can honestly say that I skimmed probably 30% of the book. Just because I wasn't engaged. Like, it's very light on the mafia side of it. Like, it's almost like she wanted to go dark, but was afraid to like take that step.
Well, and if you're gonna call something my, you know, dark Russian angel
Yeah. Like, you need a little
darkness.
more, well, just more like violence. Like, I felt like the moments where there was any violence, it was still very light. It would
It
like,
was only 342 pages.
what was it?
That was it.
It felt longer.
And audio-wise, it's 10 hours, 13 minutes.
That's a long audiobook.
But again, it's because it's so freaking
It was, that's the
slow.
thing, like, it was slow. And like Jen Allen said, it was kind of repetitive, and she needed him to be more of a leader and make the hard decision quicker. I think with his character, he just was so standoffish about like so much, and it was really hard. Like, I had a hard time believing their relationship was
Okay, I think
good.
he was too calm under pressure.
He was too calm all the time, like all the time. Like when that like when the ex-fiance shows up, like there's no like he doesn't emote anything.
He's more quiet alpha, almost borderline beta, which I'm sorry, that's not a mafia hero.
No, and he's supposed to be like the head of this like faction too.
Yeah. He was. I guess I wanted also him to be more aggressive in his protection. It felt very passive in his protection, and that just doesn't equal mafia for me. Like, I have a fairly passive partner. We often refer to him as the voice of reason, right? Like, he isn't one to jump to decisions. That's my job. I make the snap decisions, and he calms and pulls me back
Most of the time.
most of the time. This guy, I was just like, make a fucking choice, dude.
Well, because even the way that he dealt with everybody was just very calm. Like he was just so calm all the time. But part of my thing though, and it wasn't really a hole, it's just we didn't get it. Like when that chick, like his ex-fiance, like shows up, she talks about how like the way he is in bed, or somebody was talking about, oh no, it was like the cop, the female cop was talking about like the rumors about what he needs in bed, but we didn't really see that dominant side of him.
No. And Janellen is 100% correct. He has the same conversation in his head over and over and over again. And that's another thing in this book.
There was a lot of
A
internal
lot of
dialogue.
internal monologue. And it's like, please, please, please. But I also need to say, Olivia, which in a mafia, I don't mind a naive, innocent, sweet,
Sheltered.
sheltered heroine. I do not mind it.
I almost kind of expect it in a mafia book in some
But
ways.
she had no street smarts. For her background, she was like dumb. She was too stupid to live. Like, literally, I could see her falling off the curb and getting run over by a car.
Well, and my thing is, if you're stripping for 2 years in like the kind of club that she was stripping in, it would be different. Like you would think that she would be a little more cognizant of like that kind of
Well,
stuff.
right, and she witnesses a murder and becomes hunted. But honestly, she might as well w worn an orange vest and a big neon sign that says, I'm right here, because she wasn't smart enough to not be. I don't know. I really didn't like her. Like, I seriously wanted to push her in front of a train. I did not like her. Jenny says, you would never call the cops if you work there.
I mean,
I mean,
you're not wrong.
so, and again, in mafia, I expect that instant connection, that instant claiming that you're
Well,
my
that instant, like,
future
over, like,
devoted.
obsessive.
Yeah. But even in his over devotion, it
He still
felt
was
like
like, I
melted
don't.
ice cream, but
Well,
not even good melted ice cream.
because that's the thing. Like, he was. Like he had this obsession with her. He was like, but he wasn't this over the, like, he didn't want people like touching her and things like that. But he like was supposedly this over the top. But at the same time, he's like, we're not going to be together. I'm not going to touch her. I'm not going to do this. And it's like over and over again. It's like we've read those over the top obsessive guys who are like, this is a bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyway.
And I don't feel like there wasn't enough emotional depth to justify and earn that quick connection and devotion. Like, we never got that emotional depth from them. And it made it a little hard to believe their chemistry. And to believe, and when does it pop? I think it's like right around 48-ish.
I don't know, let me
Is it
look.
after that?
I have to look it
Now,
up.
I will say there was a lot of strength in the plot and suspense elements of the book. The rival gang leader trying to take over Vancouver, murder, kidnapping, violent threats, heroin is a loose end, escalating danger throughout. That was done exceptionally well. The suspense and the danger made for very engaging. And to be honest, that's the only reason I really kind of kept with it, was the suspense element.
For some reason I don't, it popped on page 184.
Can you hit the bottom of your screen to see the
Oh yeah, I
percentage?
didn't, I've
And the thing,
55%,
55%. So the thing
give or take.
is while the plot line was strong and that the suspense and danger was engaging, the world building is really thin.
It is thin, and like the structure, not the
the
structure of
mafia lineage and stuff is not fleshed out.
well, it doesn't, I don't understand how he became in charge.
Yeah.
Like, why did, first off, like, did, I don't remember if they told us why he left Russia in the first place. I may have skimmed over that part.
Gang
But it's
war?
like, huh?
No, that's what's happening here.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. There was a lot of manufactured tension in this book.
Well, in like the end, like he goes to jail. You like won't let it, but the way that it played out, like it was longer than it seemed, like, because I guess it was like 15 months or something like that at one, like, but it wasn't supposed to, it was only supposed to like be like 3 months. So I mean, that was weird, but maybe I just read it like that because again, I started skimming.
Do we feel okay? So we've read what I would classify as softer mafia
Oh,
books.
we've definitely read Soft Mafia.
Melanie Moreland. But I still think about those characters, about those heroines, even the heroine in the second book of The Men of the Falls. She was very naive and sheltered and just, it was believable. And she did have gumption. She did do her own thing. And so I think you can have sanded down, soft mafia, but you got to give us something dynamic.
Well, because
And the plot in this wasn't enough.
even in like Jill Ram's Hour, like she, those are mafia books, but they're definitely on the lighter side of it, but you don't question it at the same time. Like her Byrne brothers, like there's no question about it. It's just softer, less violent, and things like that. But like the structure of the family, the structure of like the who's in charge and things like that are very sound. And I think that was part of one of the big things that was missing in this book is it's like him and like Victor, and there's like some underlings, but there's no like, and he has like these meetings with the families or the meetings with like the five or whatever, but it's always at a strip club and he's always like coming home covered in glitter. And it's like, that's not how they would do things.
Well, and I also, so I think using in a story like this, where there are very logical potential elements of drama, tension, danger lurking around corners, I really struggle when an author uses other woman drama in those instances to create tension because it feels lazy.
It does.
You know, we look at like Sadie Kincaid, and her mafia is not super, super dark.
No.
It's definitely on the
It's
lighter
not
side.
light, but it's not dark.
Not
It's
dark.
like,
It's pretty average. I would say Sadie Kincaid, Kylie Kent, they're all probably right in the same little
I
realm.
will say Kylie Kent, it depends on which book you're in, where,
Well,
how, like, where her, she has a rolling scale of dark.
she's also chaotic, who has like bombs in hockey games. So,
Yes. But we're not reading her for the
we're
hockey.
not reading for the hockey, just the blowing up of things. I just feel like Sadie gave us fleshed out characters. Even if I hate him and think he's stupider than stupid, and she is like still tied to the railroad tracks, but the ropes are untied because she's not smart, Lorenzo, and that dumb book. Anyway, I say that,
But they're still really fleshed out
but they're still
characters.
really, they're
It's like there's
stupid.
depth to
But there's,
them. There's,
well, him, she doesn't have much going for her, honey.
I mean, she does, but
There are no thoughts in that brain.
she has depth. She just is willing to accept way less than she should. And she loves him. Loves him.
Like, you know, being that the other woman is his dead wife, I don't know. I still can't let that book go. I don't
I
know
know.
why. And then I was in the store.
Those paperbacks
I was
are
in the
so
Walmart
pretty.
the other day,
So pretty.
because Britt didn't have them at
The
Force
store.
Proximity. So I was in the Walmart the other day because I was looking for Gretchen
Oh, yeah.
for her the King
Her
Edges,
SJ
her
Tillys,
SJ Tillys.
which don't worry, everybody, they are on the way.
Well,
I
yeah,
mailed
and
them
then
out
I
today.
stupidly bought them.
I know you
I don't
did.
even like SJ Tilly, and I bought them.
I
What
knew
is
you did.
wrong with me?
You have no control.
I have no control, but I do because Lorenzo was on the shelf of the
I'm
Walmart.
surprised you bought the SJ Chili's over that one, to be honest.
Because I hate Lorenzo. I hate that book. Like, I want to punch
Had it been
him.
Dante, you would have bought it.
Had it been Joey, had it been Joey, I'd have
They're
bought it.
so pretty. I have not seen them in the store, but I do try to avoid going into stores. Like, I literally go into the Target to go to the pharmacy, and that's about it.
The girl child went into the store today because she needed to buy some new BTS Variants album, which I don't know. Anyway, the rule is when you go to look at the albums, you have to take a picture of what's on the shelves to see if there's anything I need. And FYI, they still had King
Oh, do
from
they?
SJ Tilly. The One and Only by Carla Sorensen. That book, the purple is really purpley.
I like that one. It's very pretty.
But did she have? Because King was there. I no, the Sadie Kincaids are gone, so I'm safe. So I'm safe. Marked safe.
I have to go back to Target this week. Because I have to return a couple things, so but the luckily the books are at the other side of the store. And so I don't usually go
See,
see
the
them.
only thing, the only time we always go to the books because they're across the way from the records. Because if it's grocery wise at the Walmart, I'm having it delivered because I am not shopping Walmart.
Yeah, I have ours delivered too, just because, I mean, if I don't have to leave the house, all the better. Bonnie said she bought the OG
I know.
Lorenzo.
I know.
She's,
And the
she says,
special
I
edition.
know I'm a disappointment to you.
She
Like,
tells
she
me,
loves him.
well, there's only one reason she loves him.
No, I know.
Because the audiobook is narrated by Aaron Shedlock, which we have had the pleasure of interviewing Aaron
We have.
Shedlock. And he is a delightful human. And he's funny. He is a good guy. I don't know why Bonnie's so obsessed with him.
I don't know either, but I was listening to his what audio did I listen to recently that he did? And it was so good. Oh, it was an Anna Hackett book.
Oh.
It was really good audio. I do love me some Aaron.
I
I
enjoy him when
mean,
I come across him.
I will say, Bonnie's not wrong. If you love a narrator, you will have a better chance of liking a book where you hate the characters.
You're not wrong.
Because, like, if Teddy reads a book, I'll listen to it. If Aiden reads a book, I will listen to it.
My biggest
But
problem right now is I hate the duet. I hate the duet. Stop doing it, please. I hate it.
it depends on the narrators whether I hate it or not. But I will say I accidentally listened to a Stella Hunter book the other day. And I don't know if it's because I had it so sped up, because I listen to my audios at 1.5 or 1.75. It depends on the book and depends on the day. And I didn't realize it was her. But there was something about the cadence that was different than than other books that I've like started with her.
Okay, so it
Because
was.
it did not, like, I did not realize it was her until like the middle of the book, and at that point I was already invested, so.
So I have been listening. Well, first of all, I was lucky enough to get an ALC of Game On, which is Nevessa Allen's third book.
Oh, you did?
The audio. I got the audio. Because I am an employee of Force Proximity Bookshop, and we have a Libre FM influencer, like you account. So I got to listen to it. I'll have a review up. It's very, very good.
Oh, I'm sure it is. She was really excited about these narrators too.
But then today I was like, oh, I'm in the car, I'm waiting for Sid to come out of the doctor. And I started listening to Big Girl Blitz by
Oh,
Danielle
did
Allen.
you? I
It's
have the
Wesley
audio. I haven't
Chabon. It's Wesley.
started
It's
it
Wesley
yet.
Chabon, you guys.
It's going to be such a good story.
Oh.
Did you see the email from Giselle? The finished copies are
Yes,
ready.
I need to go. I need to send her an email and ask for one. I didn't reply. I got busy today, but
I know. I saw that email come through, and I like had like 17 things I had to do, and I was like, I saw it come through on my phone, and then like when I got on my computer later, I forgot about it because I wasn't in my email. But yeah,
I do love that series. I really
it's
like
such a
that.
good series, so good. And like, if you people are not reading that series,
Did
go
you
read
see the
it.
early reviews coming out for Dylan Allen, right?
Oh, her new pen name.
Her new pen name.
I haven't.
Early
No.
reviews are coming out for that book, and it is, they're killer. I like
Yeah.
cannot wait. Cannot
I mean,
wait.
I hate to say it, but I wish we hadn't interviewed her when we did.
We can always interview her again.
This is true.
I mean, we could bring her
This is true.
live. She'd be probably a phenomenal
She would
live.
be really good live. I've
I mean,
really enjoyed talking to her.
I'm
Like,
a
she is one that
fan.
I talked to for a good probably 45 minutes to an hour after we stopped recording.
Yeah, she's a good person. I like her a lot.
I do too.
Also, if you guys didn't know, I thought this book was boring and I don't really want to talk
I mean, the fact that for about a good 10 minutes, like at the start, I think people can tell, like, when our intro drags on more than it than
Should.
normal,
Yeah.
especially when it's two of us.
Just two of us. Like, there's not four of us to like banter this conversation. It's
No,
just
it's
you and
just you
me.
and me.
Also, if people aren't, if you have Apple TV or you could get Apple TV, you absolutely should. And you should watch Shrinking with Harrison Ford.
I love him.
It's so good, you guys. It is so, so good. I
Have
really like
you
it.
like he's been in a lot of stuff in the past like 2 or 3 years. Like he just like he hadn't done a lot for a little bit. I mean, and then he was in the plane accident, and so he definitely wasn't acting. But I came across this like interview from like a couple years ago, and the guy was like asking him about like his goal, like just to like be in everything and rich and famous. He's like, yeah, that's it. And it's like, dude is like in his 80s,
He's
has been in
81.
a ton of
Calista
movies.
Flockhart is 61.
Yeah,
I
they've been
didn't,
married for a long time
like 20
too.
years.
Yeah,
It's bonkers.
well, I think their son had like graduated from high school or something already
Did they have a
too.
child together?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
I think they do. I don't
I don't
know.
really follow them that closely.
I don't either. I just really enjoy him, but I'm like, dude, he's Han Solo. Like, he is making a shit ton of money.
Oh my God.
But it's just really funny.
Have you seen the news coming out about Bridgerton season 5?
I have. It's Francesca.
It's Francesca and it's gay, it's sapphic.
Yeah, I was wondering how they were going to do this.
I don't know. It'll be re
I
I'm
have
really
not watched
intrigued.
Benedict's season yet.
I haven't either, but I love Coach Jackie on TikTok.
Yeah.
And did you know she got her hair cut right after she watched Heated Rivalry, and it looks like Ilya's
Oh,
hair.
really?
Yeah,
That's funny.
like she actually took that in as an inspo picture. She's like, "Can you cut my hair like that?" And
That's
I'm
really
like,
funny.
"You're insane, but I love you."
So Julia Quinn was on House of Mar the other
Yeah, I
day,
saw that.
and she was taught, they had asked her, because if anybody listens to the those sisters, they are avid readers, constantly talking about the books they're reading, which I think is fantastic. And they have a like they read a variety too. It's not like,
I want to say back this fall, they had found Jessica Peterson's Cowboys and just
they
really
did, yeah.
loved them. I think
But
they're dumb, but.
clearly like they've been reading for a while, because Olivia was talking about like this PNR series that she had read years ago, and she's rereading it. And I love the fact that like they're talking about their books. But anyway, they had Julia Quinn on, and they were asking, like they were talking about like Bridgerton the series and how like that came about, and like it was contracted in 2017, and it took that long for it to come like to fruition. And she
Actually,
was.
she signed that deal in 2010.
No, she said it was 2017.
The rumors.
The rumors might have been rolling,
Well,
but she said
maybe the script
2017.
was approved.
But she was saying they were asking her like how much control she has over everything, and she's like, I have none. She's like, I didn't want it. Like she didn't want any part of that side of it.
Oh, she came to her in 2010, but
Yeah.
the final contract wasn't negotiated and signed till 2017.
There you go.
So, because to be honest, had that series never sold, if though, you know, Shonda Rhimes being producing and picking up those rights, if she had never done that, there would not be this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because so I was big, you know, so 2010, I was still in my I'm only going to read historical romance and obsessed with it, loved it. And that's when it started circulating that Shonda Rhimes was looking for the TV rights and was
Yeah.
talking about, but it didn't know where it was going or who was going to produce or who was going to be
Pick
the
it up.
showrunners and pick it up
Yeah.
or anything like that. And then I started, because then things started to become like the serial of 2000, what was that, like 2006, 15, 16, serial was real popular. And then all of these sub podcasts started coming up that were like deep diving and talking about the true crime and the
Yeah.
serial podcast and breaking down law and stuff like that. And I remember saying to Michael one night, I said, I would really love to do a book podcast all about Julia Quinn's books and talk about them compared to the series, you know, because I never really did. I never got crazy into the Twilight fandom like so many people.
I mean, I read them and I watched the movies, but like, I was not. I mean, I was a Star
2000,
Wars
you
nerd.
know, and I never did. I read 50 Shades of Grey? Yes. Was it sexy? No, it was okay. Like I wanted to push Anastasia off a bridge. But that said, it did lead me to find other authors like the Ethan Frost series from Tracy Wolf. And I found so many other authors. That's how I found Maya Banks.
They really bridged that gap for
Yeah.
you.
So the but it was because of Bridgerton being picked up that I thought, oh, you can have a podcast breaking down pop culture stuff or books and stuff. It doesn't just have to be like, you know, sports or news. It could
Yeah.
be or wellness, because I think 2010, 2011, all the podcasts were like
Yeah.
wellness podcasts. And I was like, I could do it just about books. So had that never sold, this never would have happened.
Interesting.
And Jen Ellen is asking, why is historical dying with the Bridgerton popularity? It baffles me because the people watching Bridgerton are not the readers of the books.
Yeah.
The people watching Bridgerton are readers of contemporary that are over there watching it but will not pick up historical. And it's really interesting to listen to people talk about historical, especially like younger readers of historical romance.
Yeah.
They feel that not, it's really interesting. If you can get them to read a Joanna Lindsay or Julie Garwood, they don't feel this way. But the newer historicals, the ones from Joanna Shupe, Adriana Herrera, and Elizabeth Everett, like they read those, the Melinda Collins, they feel very preached at,
Yeah.
and that it's a warp of it's not what they want.
No.
They really want the dominant hero because if we look at
Like
what's
they,
popular right
what
now.
the thing is, when people are reading historical romances, they don't want like the feminist movement like coming into it. Like they want like that true historical feeling to it. Like they want the women not being, it's not that they're not capable, but they want the women to be somewhat submissive and subservient to the males in it.
Well, they want more of that darker romance vibe. That's what's selling right now.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting because I want to say it's a Jude Devereaux book. I think it's called The Tempest. And it takes place in Oregon during the early 1900s, the farm and labor movement of the early
Okay.
1900s.
Okay.
And it talks about hop growing and a family of wealth and a family that is not. And how it and the economic disparity and having passion and those kinds of books, I think would do okay. Or even Jude Devereaux, her Twin of Ice, Twin of Fire series takes place in a Colorado mountain town and deals with the way the miners were treated. And even, I think it's High Tide, or is it The Princess? There's one that she did was like right after World War II, and the woman was like a princess and she needed to be hidden away. Ended up with one of the Montgomerys because her country had something very specific that the US government wanted, like mineral mining, you know, ore of some kind. So there are those books. And I think that if newer readers would read those books, don't look at the date they're published.
Well, but then you have to look at whether, like, the because Jude Devereaux, like, consent isn't always like something. And so,
Well,
like,
yeah.
and that's where, and I think that's where a part of the problem is they want these like traditional historical books with modern day consent built in, and it doesn't always mesh well in that
No,
sense.
it doesn't.
And I think that's where some of the problem is they want.
But by say by giving those examples, though, what I'm trying to say is you can have societal social justice issues in your books
With a
without
straw.
it feeling preachy. It can be very instrumental into the story, but it doesn't have to be like you're a
I, a
piece of
woman, hear me
shit
roar.
or whatever. I just think that there's a way to do it, and I don't know that the current
Market.
class of authors are doing it that way. It
Well,
feels.
I think there are some, like an Eloisa James,
But
Beverly
I would say,
Jenkins.
given Eloisa James as to when she published and who she is, she's an
Well,
older,
yeah, this is
more.
true because when I'm thinking about the ones that are coming out, they're all above a certain age.
Yeah, it's different than some of the others that feel a little more. I mean, there are still historicals that are new releases that are really good. Like Stephanie Lawrence is still cracking out books. I mean, she's on like book 700 of her Sinister Family, which have you ever read The Devil
I
by
have, but
her?
it's been a really long time.
That book and horses. The things he does to her while they're horseback riding. Devil's Bride, that's what it's called. Thank you, Jenny
Yeah,
Lind.
I have read it. It has just been a long
I mean,
time.
there's consent in that book too.
There is, yes.
She consents to all of that. Maybe we should read it.
We should. We haven't done historical. I like we haven't done a historical for a while.
No, when did what's the last historical we did? We did
The Eloisa James one, I think.
well,
When
no,
I.
we did one. Oh, Whitney, my love. Remember we did Sip
Oh,
and Discuss
yeah,
on
but
Whitney.
that was a letdown in some
I loved it
ways.
still. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
There's still a letdown in some ways.
It was a little long. I forgot how long it was.
Yeah, I mean, the book was fine. It was really fucking long, Rebecca. Oh, geez.
Bonnie says, let's do it.
Okay, Bonnie, we shall.
Okay, back to before we go to whatever we're going to do next here. So, Dark Russian Angel, is it a thumb up or a thumb down?
I mean, for the book, it's a thumbs down. For the structure and like
It's
the
just a thumbs
quality of the
down.
writing, it's a thumbs up because it was a
It is a
written
well-written,
book.
well-edited book.
But
There
the
aren't any
story is
glaring plot
just,
holes. I just was bored.
yeah, I was very bored as
So maybe
well.
it's more of a thumb sideways. Like there's good, there's bad. It just wasn't the best thing I'd ever read.
And honestly, it might be partly my headspace. Like I need a little more snap right now. Like, I don't mind a book like this sometimes, but like, this is not the book that I need.
No. I need action. And
I need some
certain kinds
action.
of action. Some action, bedroom action is what
It
I
doesn't
need.
even need, I like, honestly, I don't even need that sometimes. Like, I just need like a good, like, sword fight or something.
I like sword fights.
Not those kind of sword fights. Anna Hackett's new book came out, and it's like one of her alien ones.
Oh.
It's not an alien one, so it's like humans fighting, like it's kind of dystopian. I'm gonna read it
Okay.
before I read the Wilder's new hockey book. for Friday.
Okay.
Because I'm interviewing Jack and Jacinda on Friday for an
Have
author
you read
spotlight.
K.N. Wilder?
I don't think so.
So I have a book by her that is X Marks the Stalker, a dark romantic comedy.
Oh, nice.
And the opening dedication says, "To the FBI watch list. Sorry, it was for research. Really, I swear."
I think I would like that.
So I'm gonna check this out because
Try it and let me know.
surveillance. Okay, wait, you guys, content warnings. The story blends dark romance with comedy, so there will be moments designed to make you swoon or laugh, but also delve into some pretty intense and twisted territories. Till Death Do Us Part might be a more literal concern for these characters. Please read with care. Here's a head up of what you'll find inside. Surveillance cameras as a love language.
Oh, I like that.
Creative use for nail guns.
Oh,
Oh
I'm
my
intrigued.
gosh. Eyeball extraction. Panic rooms that become very unsafe space. Murder boards made of actual murder. A gas station bathroom, death via decorative fish. Basement furnaces with a very specific purpose.
Okay.
Are we burning bodies?
I'm intrigued.
Various sharp objects used for non-kitchen activities. Blood splatter.
I mean, that could go either way there.
Blood spatter as interior decorating, explicit sex scenes, including public fingering, phone sex with candy, knife play, anal
I don't know
play,
if I like that.
restraints, praise, kink, choking, and other activities. Okay, I'm going to stop there because it gets a little more deep involved
When was
and
this book written?
I don't know. I was doing some genre research
Agency.
for agency, and so this came across my radar and I was a little intrigued. 2025.
Okay.
So, and the cover is adorable. Like I
Well, I have not read, but I am intrigued. You need to read
Yeah.
it and then report back. Now, this is
Jen
not a
Ellen
book for
says everyone's
everybody.
trying to have their own lights out moment. Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, but while Lights Out is still producing, like this third book by Vanessa Allen is really good. Like Bren Weaver's falling off a little bit.
Yeah.
And like
She had her moment and then it
I'm
kind of
lucky enough
petered
to
out.
have read Good for Her from Tyler
Tyler.
Page that comes out in April. And it's really good.
But Tyler, there's something about the world she creates, and
Yeah.
Tyler, her brain does not work the same as other
No, her
people's.
brain is not the same as ours. So, that being said, like, I think there are some still shining stars. Nevessa is definitely a shining star, but then there are others that feel like a little bit of a flash in the pants.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyway, so that's what I'm reading next.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm reading Anna Hackett next. Actually, this week I had like four books show up on my Kindle
Well,
because the new Lexie Blake came out. Lynn, the new Ghost Ops came out. Yeah, that I got mine in the mail as well.
gonna read
I
that.
have a bunch of NetGalley books that I should be reading, but I haven't read yet
No.
because I haven't really been in a slump, but my mood reading is really bad right now.
Yeah.
Like I have a I'm like I'm really in my oppositional defiance is real bad right now too.
That's fair. That's fair.
So.
Okay, so that, oh, hold on. I should probably tell Mike that we're done so that he
Can come turn us off.
yeah, and
Because,
people
we've had such a productive episode tonight.
Right. Okay, so that's a wrap on this episode. We hoped you enjoyed this deep dive into Dark Russian Angel. If you would like other Mafia book recs, we just did a Mafia episode. We have tons of TBRs over on our website at buzzingaboutromance.com. Okay, we will give you, the listeners, a hint as to what we are doing on Sunday night. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube. It will be Leah, myself, and Lindsay. And we're bringing back Hear Me Out Cake.
We are.
Bringing it back. Because we got new things to talk about, including some Muppets. Anyway,
It's true.
next week we are diving into The Huntsman by Naima Simone. I'm super excited. I
Oh
hope
my
all
gosh.
of you will pick this up and read it.
It's so good.
We loved.
And if you don't want to read it, listen to the audio. It is one of the best audiobooks I have ever heard. So good.
Heather's laughing at us because I said the deep dive into The Dark Crescent Angel. We
I
didn't really
know.
deep dive into anything, but
I
the
mean, we have
weather.
to stick to the script sometimes and see
Sometimes.
how funny it
Because
is.
if I don't stick to the script, then we have awkward openings
And awkward
and
endings.
awkward endings. Anyway, so we'll be here Sunday night. Then we have Huntsman next Wednesday. We're going to
Yes.
take Easter Sunday off,
Yes.
and then we'll be back. But follow our socials. Make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. Like us here on YouTube. Leave us a review. All of those good things. So that we can keep bringing you more exciting podcasts and weather reports.
Come for the books, stay for the weather.
Come for the books, stay for the weather. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.